people. But like I always say, what you got to do when you're in trouble
is your website purdy?
You stick together.
Does it work right?
Keep each other warm.
Can people find it?
And always keep riding the storm out. Come on now.
If you answered no or kinda to any of these questions, you came to the right podcast, because we're going to help you mind your business. Here's your host, the lexical cognizant and SEO director guy of Mind Development and Design, Mark Boyd.
Welcome to the Mind Your Business podcast, presented by the Minds at Mind Development and Design. Thank you for listening to us. However you're listening to us, we appreciate it all. iTunes, Stitcher, coming soon to Google Play. We're ready for them. They're not quite ready yet, though. Right fresh off the website, our new website, as we announced last week, welcometominds.com. Do check it out. It's a lot of fun. All of our services up there. You can see everything that we do. And we got a lot of Easter eggs up there as well. We kind of want to show you a potential of what you can do with a website, just how much fun you can have with it. Konami code, just saying, not to be confused with the Da Vinci code. Thank you for following us on Facebook. Thank you for following us on Pinterest, on Twitter. We look forward to this every Thursday, being here with you and empowering you with knowledge that will help you make the best decisions with regard to your website and ultimately get the most out of it. Now, this week, we're talking about how to ride out the storm of Google's algorithm updates and how the importance of your decision-making has been magnified by Google incorporating the RankBrain machine learning program into their main algorithm, which is, of course, called Hummingbird. All this technical jib-jab tends to cloud the core principles of your internet marketing and getting found online. There's a lot of fear with regard to Google's algorithm updates, and I am just not a believer in fear as a true motivator. Knowledge is power. I don't believe any of us can truly be scared or frightened into making our best decisions. Now, fear means that we're trying to avoid something instead of chasing after something. And this is where this whole storm theme kind of comes into play. I mean, just imagine yourself on a ship, and you're in very, very turbulent waters. Granted, you are trying to avoid the worst situations, but you have to have your eyes on a goal. Setting a goal and positively working towards it. This week's podcast is about shedding fear and learning how to ride the storm out with regard to all the changes in internet marketing and especially SEO. And you're going to be surprised at what we're actually going to be talking about. As we do talk about a lot of SEO, directly about SEO and directly about social media on this podcast, but it's not going to quite be like that this week. Now think about it. Just for a moment, think about it. The internet has only been a truly competitive marketplace for just over 10 years. And it's still evolving. We're all kind of figuring this out as we go, including Google. Don't forget that. It's not like Google has everything figured out and the answer is 42. You know, or actually, in many ways, that is the case. But too much time is spent trying to find shortcuts around the Google algorithm, and it just keeps getting harder. And the harder it gets, the more obvious it becomes when you're trying to game the system. And the truth of the matter is, if you're trying to game the system, you're probably trying to cover up shortcomings that you just don't want to address. That's what it comes down to. Now, the solution is conceptually simple, but it requires you to step out of your comfort zone and really be decisive and, most importantly, make a commitment to a goal rather than focus on avoiding everything you've heard through the grapevine is supposed to be bad. A lot of bad information out there. Bad medicine, if you will, Bon Jovi. First of all, your online presence starts with the look of your website. And one topic that I don't believe is addressed enough in podcasts or online forums is the importance of the design factor, the actual look of your site, and the development factor, the actual functionality of your site. That's right. The look of your site and how it functions are the first key foundational elements of the optimization of your website for the search engine indexing that will ultimately determine your ranking. It's not talked about a lot. It's not talked about enough how important these factors are into getting ranked. If this foundation is not done properly, you can do everything else right as in an SEO sense and still not get where you want to be. In some cases, not even get close. You can do everything else right, but if these two elements are poorly executed, it doesn't matter what else you're doing right. You won't get your desired ROI. Now, let's start with design. It just can't be emphasized enough how important it is to have a design that is pleasing to the eye with a color scheme that represents the mood, emotion, and ultimate reaction you want when people visit your site. And also a layout that makes finding what you need on the first level of contact as easy as possible. Now, your website design is your first impression. It is your handshake. It is your virtual handshake, if you will. It's your first impression when people find your business online. If you're not sure what your desired first impression is, then there's your personal starting point. You got to figure that out. I mean, beyond, well, I want everybody to turn into my customer. Well, they're not just going to show up on your website and turn into your customer in the majority of cases. So what do you want their first impression to be? It sounds like an easy question, but all too often, indecision creeps in once you start talking about the psychology and layout and color choices. Now, we've covered color psychology in a podcast last year with Chad Rock, and it's a vital piece of the design puzzle. Beyond, oh, this color is pretty, or I like this color, why? Why choose those particular colors? How will those colors make people feel once they land on your homepage? Will they invite them or will they repulse them? I mean, or somewhere, or just a meh reaction? Do you want a horizontal menu or a vertical menu? And why? What do you perceive as the key advantage to your preferred menu? Do you want a slideshow? Why? I'm just going to be Mark, the two-year-old podcast guy, and just keep asking you why. You must be able to answer that question objectively about every aspect of your website design. And this brings us to the toxic topic of indecision and committees. I can feel some of you kind of rolling your eyes right now, the mention of committees. The larger the organization, the more likely it is that one person is not going to have ultimate decision-making power over a website design, and that can be a real shame. I mean, there are exceptions to every rule, but in general, I'm not a big fan of committees. And I believe that all the jokes and one-liners that exist about committees exist for a reason. A committee is a group of people who individually can do nothing, but who as a group can meet and decide that nothing can be done. That one is a quote from Fred Allen. Now, hey, I understand that some of you may be on committees that actually function well, or you may be in a business environment where committees do work. Congratulations, you are in the decided minority. And so much of the time, getting a committee together to decide on the design of a website is just a mess. Just really a mess. It's like having a company of 40 employees and trying to get everyone to agree on one pizza topping other than cheese. Impossible. Being decisive in your web design starts with knowing the mood you're going for and getting an idea of what you want by looking at other sites, especially your competition sites. Look at them, see what you like and see what you don't like. What's working for them and how can you tailor that to work for you? Hire a designer worth his or her salt that you can trust. Have these discussions with them and then let them work their professional magic. If you don't trust your designer, you're with the wrong person, plain and simple. you're with the wrong person or you're asking the wrong questions. I can turn that around too. It could be the designer, but truly, in just as many cases, it's the person hiring the designer being unwilling to let go and trust that designer to be the professional that they are. And what can this possibly have to do with the search engine algorithms? Simple. Check out your analytics. The design of your website, the first impression of your website, is the determining factor, the first determining factor, I should say, of whether or not a visitor will go beyond the first landing page, which directly affects your bounce rate. And how long that visitor will stay on your website, which improves average time on your site, which then increases the opportunity for interaction, which Google also looks for. And oh, by the way, it could also lead to a direct sale. Now, how about development? The way your website actually functions. This is a huge factor that has only gotten more huge in the past 3 years. Only gotten more huge from the correct implementation of schema data to how fast your site loads to your e-commerce transaction functionality. This all matters, friends. All of it matters with regard to being found all online and with regard to weathering the storm of the constant algorithm changes, because the whole core reason for this podcast today is drawing attention to these elements and the fact that these are the first elements that are looked for by the search engine bots. And if these elements aren't the way they should be, it's hurting you. Now, as I mentioned earlier, I'm not into fear as a motivator. Now, that being said, you simply must be aware that it only takes a slow-loading website or poor e-commerce functionality, i.e. not being able to make a quick, smooth transaction on your website, to cause a visitor to get frustrated and give up and go to your competitor's website. Look at the high school and college generations of today. They are your consumers of tomorrow. In some cases, they are your consumers of today, depending on what your line of business is. But they are your consumers and customers of tomorrow, and they have mostly a point-and-click attention span. Your visitors need what they need, and they want it now. Can your website keep up with that? Over 50% of today's organic traffic comes through mobile devices, and you can track your mobile traffic right down to the type of device on which people are viewing your website. Time is of the essence, more so now than ever. Is your website really mobile friendly? Does it load fast on both mobile and desktop? Do your contact forms work properly? Do you even have an actual contact form? You should. Does your navigation work properly and does it make sense? Does it lead people where you want, where they want to be led and ultimately where you should be leading them in the hierarchy of your site? And does your site hierarchy make sense? If it doesn't, then your website won't make sense to Google. It's true. There are two really nice, quick, and easy tools that Google has where you can check your mobile friendliness and your site speed. If you want to find them, just Google the terms mobile friendly test and page speed insights. Enter your website address on those respective pages, and you will get a whole list of improvements that need to be made, which incidentally probably won't make any sense to you, but will make sense to a good programmer. Now, what does this have to do with the search engine algorithms and getting your business found online and weathering the storm of more real-time updates? Google can more easily index websites that are structurally sound, and they give favor to sites that load quickly because that is good for the end user experience. Look, you can do all of the on-site keyword optimization, etc., and still not get decent ranking because your site hierarchy makes it too difficult for all the search engine bots to crawl your site and get the information it needs for the SERPs. A poor foundation can hurt all of your other search engine optimization efforts. Now, what does all of this web development design talk as a whole have to do with riding out the recurring storm of Google's algorithm changes, and specifically the real-time algorithm updates that are already starting to happen? In order to navigate stormy waters, you know, let's stick with that visual. To navigate stormy waters, you need to first have a ship, a well-built ship that can withstand constant change in the body of water around it. You can be the best navigator in the world, but if your ship's no good, you're sunk, literally. SEO and internet marketing in general are constantly changing. Social media and pay-per-click advertising are both viable parts of the overall internet marketing mix. And in fact, social media and SEO constantly walk hand in hand. Now, the one constant in all of this change is the fact that everything leads back to your website, your ship. We're not really talking directly today about your on-site SEO or your social media interaction, as I mentioned at the top of the podcast, because we discuss that a lot on this podcast. And we will discuss it more, but not today. What we don't discuss enough is the impact of those key components in a well-built ship, a well-built online business foundation. Your website design and your website development. Too much compromise is made in these two areas by too many businesses, maybe even in your own situation, because too many of these decisions are in the hands of committees, which tend to be indecisive by nature, because their very existence in the decision-making process is often because someone at the top either A, doesn't know what they're doing, or B, just doesn't want to be bothered with it, or C, doesn't want the responsibility of making the decision, because you can't please everyone and there will be those who complain, which kind of feeds back into answer B, just doesn't want to be bothered with it. Or maybe it's all of the above. The craziest part is that once a committee does make a decision, it generally has to be approved by the very person who didn't want to be bothered with it in the first place. Now, this rarely results in the best decision for any business. The great American engineer and inventor and founder of Delco, Charles Kettering, once said, "If you want to kill any idea in the world, get a committee working on it." Once again, I understand there are scenarios where committees work. But in the end, whether by committee or individual, your website needs to be in ship shape for riding that algorithmic storm out. If it's not, then to quote the great philosopher James Hetfield, nothing else matters. You're basically leading visitors to a sinking ship, and no one wants to board a sinking ship. Everyone wants to go on a cruise. Make sure you reference those two Google tools I mentioned earlier in the podcast. They will help. They will provide a great starting point for you getting your website into ship shape if you haven't already. Thank you for listening to the Mind Your Business podcast presented by the Minds at Mind Development and Design. Thank you for listening on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play. Thank you for following on Pinterest and for your questions. Keep them coming, friends. We love answering them. And make sure you check out our new website at welcometomind.com. See you next week.
From the Minds at Mind Development and Design, thank you for joining us today. Until next week, make sure you mind your business.
Huh? You should sleep late, man. It's just much easier on your constitution.